Good evening.
Good evening.
I set a personal goal that I'd like to see if there's anybody else in the room that wants to set this goal with me. It's pretty early in the year, it's just February. And what I made the decision to do is completely transform my life this year. On every level, financially, emotionally, relationships, spiritually. This is the year that I'm going to take myself from one level of reality to another level of reality. My whole experience is going to change because I've had enough of not giving myself what I deserve. And I feel like there's some more people in the room that feel the same way I do. That they're ready to change. And so in order to do that, the Course in Miracles is still going to be the core of what I'm doing. But I'm also going to do and talk about anything Spirit tells me to talk about or bring to the class to help bring about this change. So what I'd like to do is connect with some people that are just as much ready to let go of the past and make a change as I am so that we can be together in this goal to move forward and to get the past out of the way and enjoy the abundance of prosperity. That's our divine right. Is anybody else in here to feel the same way? For real? I mean, for real. Okay. Okay, we're going to be on page 361 in the course, right out there. And when I asked Spirit about this, Spirit told me that one of the biggest reasons why people do not attract the prosperity and abundance and stuff that they really want to have is that they're not aware of how to let go of their pain, how to let go of grievances, how to let go of things that's happened in the past that they feel has limited them in some way. That if you do the positive thinking stuff before you let yourself deal with the inner stuff that's caused it in the first place, it just comes back around again. So tonight, I want to talk about pain. And how we can get it out of our experience once and for all,
yeah.
and things that we can do to let it go.
Yeah,
okay, I'm with you. That's the way I feel too.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel
Please.
Too. Okay, so I'm going to read through this section. It'll take about 10 minutes. Let's read it together. I'll do that instead of the meditation, which means you may stay with me, you may not stay with me. Your consciousness may go in and out. It's okay. But I want to see. It's on page, it's in this workbook, lesson 190, page 361. In the workbook, lesson 190, page. So since I'm doing this, every electronic thing that can go wrong is probably going to go wrong. And every microphone's going to stop, we might explode, there's no telling what might happen. But it won't be painful. Test it. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. And where you see God, we're talking about love. Everywhere you see God, if you got a problem with God, substitute the word love so that we can get past it. So I choose the joy of God instead of pain. Instead of pain. Pain is a wrong perspective. When you experience pain in any form, it's a proof of self-deception. Pain is not a fact at all. Give it up. It's wasting too much time. Pain is not a fact at all. There's no form that pain takes that will not disappear if you see it aright. For pain proclaims that God is cruel, and how could pain be real in any form? Pain witnesses to God the Father's hatred of His Son, the sinfulness that God sees in you, and God's insane desire for revenge and death. Could such projections of pain be attested to? Could such projections of pain be anything but wholly false? Pain is but the witness to your mistakes and what you think you are. Pain is a dream of fierce retaliation for a crime that could not be committed, for attack on what is totally unassailable. Pain is a nightmare of abandonment by an eternal love, which could not leave you whom it created out of love. Pain is a sign illusions rule in place of truth. Pain demonstrates that God is denied, confused with fear, perceived as mad, and seen as traitor to himself. If God is real, there is no pain. If pain is real, there is no God. For vengeance, which is pain, is not part of love. And fear, denying love and using pain to prove that God is dead, has shown that death is victor over life. That just the body is the child of God, corruptible in death. As mortal as his father, he has slain. Peace to such foolishness. The time has come to laugh at such insane ideas. There is no need to think of these insane ideas as savage crimes or secret sins with weighty consequence. Who but a madman could conceive of them as cause of anything? Their witness, pain, is mad as they, and no more to be feared than the insane illusions which it shields and tries to demonstrate must still be true.
Wow.
It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill. There's nothing in the world that has the power to make you sad or weak or frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. You have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. As you perceive the harmlessness in them, they will accept your holy will as theirs, and what has been seen as fearful now becomes a source of innocence and holiness. My brother, think of this a while. The world you see does nothing. The world you see has no effects at all. The world you see merely represents your thoughts. And the world you see will change entirely as you elect to change your mind and choose the joy of God. Choose the joy of love is what you really want. Yourself is radiant in this holy joy, unchanged, unchanging, unchangeable, forever and forever. And would you deny a little corner of your mind its own inheritance to keep it as a hospital for pain, a sickly place where living things must come at last to die? The world may seem to cause you pain. The world may seem to cause you pain. The world may seem to cause you pain, and yet the world is causeless, has no power to cause. As an effect, the world cannot make effects. As an illusion, the world is what you wish. Your idle wishes represent its pains. Your strange desires bring the world's evil dreams. Your thoughts of death envelop the world in fear, while in your kind forgiveness does the world live. Pain. Pain is the thought of evil taking form and working havoc in your holy mind. Pain. Pain is the ransom you have gladly paid not to be free. In pain is God denied you, the child God loves. In pain does fear appear to triumph over love and time replace eternity in heaven. And the world becomes a cruel and bitter place where sorrow rules and little joys give way before the onslaught of the savage pain that waits to end all joy and misery. Lay down your arms and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. Lay down all thoughts of danger and of fear. Let no attack enter with you. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment that you hold against your throat. And put aside the withering assaults with which you seek to hide your holiness. Here will you understand, there is no pain. Here Here goes the joy of God belong to you.
This is the day. This is the day. This is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. And it's this lesson. Pain is illusion. Pain is illusion. Pain is illusion. Pain is illusion. Joy, reality. Pain is but sleep. Joy is awakening. Pain is deception. Joy alone is truth. And so again, we make the only choice that ever can be made. We choose between illusions and the truth, which means we choose between pain and joy, which means we choose between hell and heaven. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts, as we are free to choose our joy instead of pain. We are free to choose our holiness instead of sin. We are free to choose the peace of God instead of conflict and the lights of heaven for the darkness of the world.
I've never read that before, Al.
Hey, there is so much stuff in here that we haven't heard before. It's hard to believe you said.
That's true. Yeah, I've never heard this before.
That's true. Point number one, God ain't doing nothing to us. Don't blame nothing you're going through on God or love. That was the first point. Because if God was punishing us, the course just said God would be cruel. And love doesn't punish. The next thing God says, the book says to us, is that if you feel pain, you're having a wrong perspective. So the first thing you should say when you're feeling pain is, I'm going through pain about them, means I'm going through a wrong perspective about them. I'm going through pain about that, it means I'm going through a wrong perspective about that. Every time you feel pain, it means you're fooling yourself. Every time you feel pain, it means you're fooling yourself. Every time you feel pain, it means you're deceiving yourself. It means you've lost sight of who you really are. It means that you've lost sight that love is the only reality. And the creator of love only wants us to have peace, love, and abundance and happiness. So if you're in pain, you're in self-deception. That was the other point that it made for us to recognize. We need to make a choice. We have to make a choice. We have to say, if God is real, there is no pain. And if pain is real, there is no God. If love is real, there is no pain. If pain is real, there is no love. So then he says, well, it's time for us to start laughing at the idea that the universe is against us. Then it says, don't think of what you've been doing to yourself as a savage crime. Don't look at it like it's some kind of secret sin, what you've been doing to yourself is going to have some kind of a weighty consequence. The court says, you know, just realize it's your thoughts that are causing you pain, so that means there is nothing outside of your mind that can hurt you in any way. There's nothing outside of your mind that can hurt you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that reaches down and brings oppression or abundance. It means there is nothing in this world that has the power to make you ill. There's nothing in this world that has the power to make you sad or broke. There's nothing else in this power that has, in this world that has the power to make you feel weak or frail. And the Course says you can dominate everything you think has control over you by recognizing who you are. So you can dominate all things you see. You can take control over everything that you see that's causing you pain by recognizing who you are. So pain means I don't know who I am, and joy means I know who I am. But I got to claim it. And that's what I was saying earlier. This year I'm going to do everything in my power to get me out of the way. This is going to be the year there's no more complaining. I don't care what brought Earl Purdy up to this point. The purpose of it was to bring him to this point. It served its purpose. It has served its purpose. It's like when you use a jack to change a tire. When you change the tire, you don't walk around with the jack all day. You take the jack and you throw it in the trunk, but you're sure glad you had the window. You got a flat tire, and some of us have flat tire lives. Well, and this is to Jack.
Yeah.
Jack. You know what I'm saying? The truth is to Jack. The lesson is to Jack. And so the Course is saying, well, what's to Jack? I need to recognize that the reason why I'm suffering is I don't know who I am. I don't know how loved I am. I don't know how powerful I am. I don't know how supported I am. I don't know how innocent I am. And so the Course says that's self-deception. And then if people perceive your power, like the Course says, if they perceive how harmless you are, he says, then they'll start to accept your holy will as theirs. In other words, I didn't have a hard time getting people to agree that they wanted to have a better life with me. See, then that's what it's telling me right here. He says, as you saw the harmlessness in what I was saying, then you join your holy will to mine. Yeah. It's not hard to get people to join with you if you want them to join with something that benefits them as much as it benefits you. But most people want people to join with them to benefit them.
Yeah.
And then they're mad at them because the people won't benefit them. Yeah. So the Course in Miracles says, I want you to think about this for a while. First of all, he said, I want you to think about this, that the world that you see isn't doing anything. It just represents your thoughts, and it will change completely as you elect to change your mind. The world isn't doing anything to me, and my world will change completely as I elect to change my mind. My world isn't doing anything to me. My world will change when I elect to change my mind. Your world isn't doing anything to you. Your world will change when you choose to change your mind. Think a minute on this. Who are you? Who are you? Well, I tell you who you are. You're radiant. You're radiant in a holy joy that never changes, that's totally unchanging, that's unchangeable. And you'll be radiant forever and forever. That's who you are. Anything else you're telling yourself is self-deception. So, you are denying a little part of your mind is own inheritance. The Course says you are keeping a little part of your mind as a hospitable pain. You're keeping a little part of your mind as a sickly place where living things come to die. Say, I know the world seems like it's caused you pain. He says, but the truth is, it's your idle wishes that represent the pain that you go through. It's your strange desires that bring the pain that you go through. It's your thoughts that you want to die that envelops your world in fear. But your world will live in your kind forgiveness. And your kind forgiveness is correct perception. And your correct perception is knowing that you are a radiant self in holy joy that's abundant. And whenever you believe anything else about yourself, you're going through self-deception and you have pain to show you that you're thinking wrong about yourself. So pain is the thought of evil taking form. Pain is a ransom that we pay gladly, he says, not to be free. So lay down your arms. Lay down your arms. What does that mean? It means lay down your thoughts of danger. Lay down your thoughts of fear. Stop letting attack be in your mind all the time. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment. Lay down the cruel sword of judgment. But lay down the cruel sword of judgment, but no what ifs. No yes buts and no what ifs. No yes buts, no what ifs. No yes buts, no what ifs. Those are just things you tell yourself because you're too chicken to change.
Yeah.
I won't answer no questions right now. I've got to interrupt the flow. We need to just hear it for a minute. Yeah. You just need to hear that you are a radiant self that deserves to be happy, deserves to be abundant. I don't care what other people are doing. You need to accept it is your thoughts that's causing the life that you're going through. And it is your life that's creating what you're in right now. And that's the truth about it regardless of what it looks like anybody around you doing to you right now. You are the child of God. You are powerful. You are unlimited. Stop pretending that you are a victim of everything around you. Stop denying yourself the abundance and the joy and the love you deserve. He said, then you'll understand there is no pain. Here does the joy of God belong to you. This is the day. And look, it says, this is the day. Is it tomorrow is the day? This is the day. What day? This is the day. What day is this day? This is this day. Right? He says, this is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. And of course, says that's right-mindedness. So salvation is right-mindedness. So this is a day that has given us to realize the power of having a right mind. He says that our gratitude to our teacher fill our hearts. I'm so glad something told me something loving about myself beyond what I learned from the world. Thank you, teacher.
Yeah, indeed.
This is the day that we choose our joy instead of pain. This is the day we choose the light of heaven for the darkness of the world. This is the day. This is the day. Now, let me share something with you. As you move to high levels of awareness, you may be faced with handling the energy of anger and pain within others and in yourself. Learning how to stay balanced and in your heart around those energies is part of the process of the soul's evolution toward life. So your soul's evolution toward life is nothing but learning how to stay balanced around people who piss you off. Around people who upset you, around things that you don't like. He said, now, when you feel hurt and separated from another person, thinking that he or she has caused you pain or unhappiness, it may be time to examine what lessons you've chosen to learn by creating the situation. Okay, I'm mad. What lessons have I chosen to learn by creating this situation? He says, when you love people, there are times you feel pain and distance from them. If this happens, don't look for intellectual reasons. Don't try to discover who has hurt whom. Don't try to discover who is to blame. And don't try to discover who is in the right. It really does any good to argue back and forth, figuring out who is the good guy and who is the bad guy. Just puts you into a power struggle with each other that takes you out of the heart connection.
Yeah.
Going back and forth, trying to blame whom to know who to blame, takes you out of the heart connection and therefore takes you out of your power. Then it goes on to say, both people usually feel they are right and that the other person is unjustified in his or her approach. People usually feel that their own anger is justified and that the other person is not. When people feel hurt, most lash out at the other person as the cause of their pain. However, there is always pain inside before another can trigger it.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Bam. Busted, man.
Kabam! From this point forward, the Course in Miracles is the core of this class, but I'm bringing any and everything into this class to get my point across. And it won't be just the course. Okay? This is the year we change. This is the year we take it to the next level. This is the year we let it all go. This is the year that we do it. And I'm going to give everything I got to give. I'm going to give everything I got to give because there ain't nothing else for me to give. You know, I want out. And I know that my vibration will determine the people that I am around. And I know my vibration will determine the people that come to this class. And I know how sincere I am will determine how sincere the people are who come here. And nobody's going to get any more serious than I do. Nobody's going to be any more sincere than I am. Nobody's going to want it any more than I do.
Okay.
So I got to put out the energy that I want to see in here. And I have to put out the energy that I want to see in myself and in my reality. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything that I'm being told to do. It's going to be a fire on this black butt.
Okay.
A juicy butt, so it'll be okay. That'll help keep the fire down some. There's a natural moisture about it, you know. It's the dry butt that burns. All the people with no sense of humor will be out of here in about a month. And we'll be left with the most fun class in Denver, Colorado. So let me tell you, there's going to be some brothers running for the hills. There's going to be some brothers can't wait to get here in the evening time or the afternoon time or the daytime. And we're going to fly.
Okay.
We're going to fly. And so I'll say this again. This is very important. There's always pain inside before another can trigger it. There's always pain inside before another can trigger it. The other person is not the cause. The other person acts as the catalyst to bring the pain that you already have inside of you out. The other person acts as the catalyst to bring the anger you already have inside of you out. The other person is the catalyst to bring out what you're already feeling and you've been hiding from yourself, but they made you aware that it was in you all the time. The cause of the pain is within you. It's not an accident that the other person triggered your pain either. But most often, you choose loved ones and friends who will push your buttons Oh, that's what I did. I told somebody who would push my button so that I can grow. So that's how I can forgive them. I chose me some really good button pushers. There's good pushers and there's button pushers. And I had a really good button pusher to get me in touch with the pain I already had inside of myself, but I was deceiving myself about how sweet, cool, wonderful, beautiful, and spiritual I am. So the Course says that when you find yourself feeling hurt, now listen, don't say we don't get answers, or here you go. When you find yourself feeling hurt and yet righteously indignant,
I don't deserve that. I'm righteously indignant.
Sure that you are the injured party. They owe me an apology. Get silent for a moment before you lash out in anger. Let's practice.
Here we go.
One more time. It's very easy to feel righteous, and yet righteousness separates you from those you want to love and feel close to. As your soul reaches for more light, one of its lessons is to learn not to make things right or wrong. As your soul reaches for the light, one of its lessons is to stay in the heart with compassion. Stay in the heart with compassion. This involves, how do I do it? Well, this involves being willing to see the other person's point of view. Oh, I knew it was a catch.
Oh, I knew it was a catch to this stuff.
You went over the top now, buddy.
So we picked up that story.
You mean I have to be willing to try to look at it from your point of view? Yeah, I need to learn how to look at it from your point of view. Why? The way that I can look at it from another point of view is to have the feeling that I don't have to prove anything. So if I want to look at it from another person's point of view, I have to realize I don't have to prove anything. So it's important to learn how to handle pain, because that's how you allow your soul to become the captain of the ship. It's knowing how to handle your own pain. Now, what is pain? This is all we've been talking about, pain. What is pain? Pain, check this out. Pain is an area in which the soul... Pain is an area in which the soul has not yet brought through sufficient light to allow compassion and a gentle heart to shine forth. In other words, you luscious, juicy beings, pain is an area that's waiting for love. You, wherever you have pain, that's the area that you're waiting for love. That's the area that's waiting for you to give it love. Wherever you feel pain is the area that is waiting for you to give it love. Wherever you're experiencing lack is where you are waiting for you to allow abundance. Wherever you're feeling loneliness, that's where you are waiting to give you love. So pain is an area that I have not allowed sufficient light to come into to allow my own gentle heart to start to function, to dissipate the pain. And if I vibrate on that level of waiting, then I end up in a waiting room full of other people waiting. And then all the waiters are hanging out with each other, waiting to give each other love. What you waiting on? Well, I'm waiting for you to give it to me. I'm waiting for you to give it to me. No, I'm waiting for you to give it to me. No, I'm waiting for it to come to me. Well, I'm waiting for it to come to me. I'm waiting for kindness and joy and love and abundance to come to me. Guess what? I'm waiting for kindness and joy and abundance to come to me. I got some pain. Do you have some pain? Yeah, I got pain too. Wow, we both in a waiting room waiting. The problem with being in the waiting room with a bunch of sick people is none of them are the doctor. How would you like to go down to the emergency room and there's nobody there but the other people in the emergency room needing help? Well, that's what it's like when we hang around a bunch of people that's waiting to give love just like we're waiting to give love. That's what it's like when you hang around a bunch of people who don't trust and who are afraid and suspicious and don't know how to open their heart and reach out to anybody. You're waiting for what will never come because everybody's waiting.
Yeah.
So I don't want to wait anymore. So I'm leaving the waiting room. And I don't have no insurance no way, so. Now, when you are in pain, besides a natural tendency to blame another, there's a tendency to want to retreat, to withdraw, to close your heart. If you feel you are not being treated the way you should, like a friend and by a loved one, he says, and that's causing you pain because you feel like there's somebody you care about that's not treating you the way you want to be treated, and that's causing you pain. It's better not to start making the other person wrong. It's better not to seek an apology. 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 If you're unhappy with somebody that you love, it's better not to seek an apology. It's better not to make them wrong. Instead, start looking inside. Start looking inside. Start looking. All that time I'm spending trying to get your apology, I need to be looking inside. Another person can only trigger pain when there's already pain inside you. You need to start looking within because you couldn't be hurt right now if you weren't already in pain inside yourself. They just made you aware of what you needed to look at inside yourself. So don't be seeking an apology for them. If anything, you need to be sending them a thank you card.
Yeah.
You need to be sending them a thank you card. Thank you for getting me in touch with the thing that I'm using to keep me from having peace in my life. Thank you for letting me know there are some unresolved things within myself, some areas of myself waiting for love that I need to start loving so that I can get rid of this pain and lack that I've been going through. Thank you for making me aware of what's really going on so I'll stop fooling myself. You should be sending gifts to the people who hurt you because they couldn't have hurt you if you weren't already hurting. And you need to get in touch with the fact that you're already hurting so that you can look inside and give yourself the love that'll take the hurt away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I want to acknowledge that. Say it again. If you feel like you're hurting right now because of something a loved one did to you, instead of trying to make that person give you an apology, you should start to look within because they've just gotten you in touch with something within yourself that you didn't know about that was already there. And had it not been there, you couldn't have attracted them for the lesson. They came after the pain, not before the pain. They didn't cause the pain. They're the result of the pain within. That's the truth.
Yeah.
The only difference between a person is healing and a person is not is that the person that's healing is acting on their truth and the person that's not is still sticking to the blame and needing the apology. That's okay. That's why when you see people suffering and once they've been exposed to the truth, you realize that they just want to have that experience right now. You have to let them have that experience and not get all caught up in their drama. Like once you walk out of here, you can't pretend you don't know the truth. You can forget it. But you heard it. And that's what's happening. Because you know what? You are radiant and holy and joyful and abundant and powerful. And I'm going to keep on saying it till it makes you puke. That's what you are. That's what you are. Now, where is the pain coming from? The pain's come from a wrong perspective. Where's the pain coming from? The part of me that's waiting for love, that's waiting for somebody else to give it to me instead of me giving it to myself. Where's the pain coming from? Me not giving myself the sufficient light to open my own heart. Where's my pain coming from? I'm looking for another person to apologize. Lord it be.
Yeah.
Lord it be, Lord it be, Lord it be, Lord it be. Can I go further?
Yeah.
Okay. I like a little bit more enthusiasm. Can I go further?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm talking about our joy, by the way. So should we be excited about our joy? No, this is our joy I'm talking about. So being enthusiastic isn't doing me a favor. You know, enthusiastic isn't doing me a favor. Being enthusiastic plastic is helping to create the light that will open you up and clear out the pain. It's your own vacuum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We need some fire in our ass. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I respond to encouragement and appreciation.
Yeah!
Just like you do. Just like you do. Just like you do. Just like you do. Yeah! Give me what you want to receive.
Yes.
Woo. You want people to be enthusiastic about you? Be enthusiastic about me. You want people to be enthusiastic about the truth in you? Be enthusiastic about the truth of the class. You want to be appreciated? Appreciate what we have. Stop being waiters.
Yeah.
I'm just kicked back. I'm not giving nothing. My body showed up. That's enough. I don't have to give nothing. If I'm being told by spirit I need to be enthusiastic, then that's what I'm doing. I told you, this is the year Earl Purdy is changing his life. Not holding nobody else responsible for it at all. But I got pain. And I see pain. And I want to get rid of my pain once and for all. For good. The Course says you haven't had the healing until it's permanent. That a healing that doesn't last is never real healing. Feeling good today and feeling bad tomorrow means you never felt good today, really. Because it couldn't have ever changed if it was real love. It's that phony stuff that's driving us crazy, and we keep seeking for it because we don't know what the real stuff is. And then we get disappointed when the stuff that's not real proves to be unreal, which is all it can do if it's unreal. You know, it ain't real. It's gonna show up as unreal. I don't know it's unreal. I'm hurt and I want to kill myself and I never want to have another person have my phone number. Might be a clue. Alright, here we go. By the way, this is called Personal Power Through Awareness. It's the name of the book. Personal Power Through Awareness. The book is by Sanaya Roman. Roman, like the Roman Empire. Okay? And like I say, I'm going to bring a lot of powerful stuff in to help us get what the Course is saying more. Because, I don't know how to paint this to you, but this is the time. This is it. This is the time you chose to let go of everything that's ever caused you pain for real.
Alright, okay.
I'm not here as a cause. I'm here as an effect. I came after your mind changed, not to change your mind. Your mind had to already be here for me to show up. So I'm just reminding you of what you already know at your request. Or I wouldn't be in your life right now, and you wouldn't be in mine. So I know what I'm supposed to do when I'm with you. Do you know what you're supposed to do when you're with me? So you need to get clear about what your purpose is with me, like I'm getting clear about what my purpose is with you. Then we'll see power go to another level.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't trust me, don't come back. Really, if you don't trust me, don't come back. I don't need a room full of people who don't trust my integrity. If I got to prove something to you, just go somewhere else. I want people around me who love me and appreciate me, and I want to love and appreciate them. I'm trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
I want the same thing back. That's what you got to do in every area of your life. Not just what I'm talking about, but that's the same attitude that's got to happen in every area of your life. You don't have to keep proving yourself to people. Somebody who don't know how cool you are, be glad they're gone. Be rid of them.
Yeah.
Don't spend 2 seconds trying to convince somebody to love you. That's a red flag right there. If they had any sense, they'd love you. You know how cool you are. Now, if you don't know how cool you are, then you're going to be suspicious of anybody that shows up who loves you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not their problem. That's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, let me go with Ben. Because they got me in touch with a lot of fear and insecurity about myself that I didn't even know was there. There's some areas of me that's waiting for some love. I need to start loving me right now. And I'm going to do that by saying, you know what? I do deserve to have loving people in my life, and I do deserve to have support, and I do deserve to have people around me who say I'm a beautiful person and support me in what I do. That's how I'm going to fill that waiting area up, by going, you know, I do deserve this.
You are cool.
I am cool. And you are way cool. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like people think it's arrogant or egotistical to tell somebody something good about them, but they don't hesitate to always judge you, condemn you, and tell you what's wrong with you. But to say, hey, man, I think you're a great guy. And people, well, you think you too much. It's like, you better start thinking you too much.
Yeah.
There's nothing lacking in you. There's nothing missing in you. You can be in that punishment today. So it talks about it right here. It says that another person can only trigger pain when there's already pain within. The other person can cause you to close your heart. He can only cause you to close your heart where your heart is already wanting to close. I get somebody that convinces me not to love them because I'm afraid to love them. I'm trying to close my heart, so I just attract people to help me be motivated to close my heart because I'm afraid to love. But we'll be transformed in 90 days. This kind of hard, straight on truth is part of the man that doesn't like to hear it. Oh, yeah, I know. What I said was that when you are wanting to close your heart, you draw people to you to cause you to close your heart. But you drew them because you were afraid to love. So you keep attracting the people that make you feel like it's stupid to love, that it's not safe to love. You know why? Because I'm afraid to love. And I need an excuse not to love. So I need justification to not trust. And if I just keep attracting people that I don't get along with, guess what? I don't have to ever step up. And I can die believing I was this loving person that nobody ever showed up that was good enough for me. It's because you're scared. Don't be chicken lovers. It's because there's an area of you that's waiting for love from you. And you're looking for somebody else to give it to you first. And I'm going to say it over and over again. If there's not anybody loving you, if you're not in a loving situation, if you're not in an abundant situation, it's because you're waiting to give it to yourself by waiting for someone else to give it to you, or withholding giving it to the people around you. That's why I tell you all the time, I appreciate you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm thankful every day that I come here and I see you and that I'm with you. You have no idea how much I see you as a blessing in my life. And the more I love me, the more I love you. The more I appreciate me, the more glad I am to see you. So how you react to me isn't a reflection of what's going on in me, so much as it's a reflection of what's going on in you, as far as your reaction to me. My reaction to me is coming from me.
Yeah.
And your reaction is coming from you. Ah, so good for me to feel like I'm not controlled by all these external forces that I have nothing to do with. It's so cool. It says, if there is no pain within, another cannot bring it out. You would only feel compassionate and sorry for them, but not angry and threatened. So if you really did something that wasn't cool, instead of me being mad at you, I would feel compassion for you. I would go, wow, man, that person must really be in some pain to be this crazy and to be this mean and to be this cruel. That person must really be hurt. They must have this big Grand Canyon of pain inside of them. So here is an affirmation from this section that I want to say. Pain is only triggered by another person when there is already pain within you. Pain is only triggered by another person when there is pain already within you. Pain is triggered by another person only when there is pain already within you. Pain is only triggered by another person when there is already pain within you. Pain is triggered by another person when there is already pain within you. So every time another person creates pain in you, it's a gift. It's showing you an area in which your heart has not yet learned to be open. Your pain is showing you a place where you need to bring more light to yourself. You have drawn certain people into your life to show you the places where you need to become more open. Part of your lesson will be to stay open and loving even when they are acting in a way that has caused you pain. Before you approach the other person with recrimination, closing your heart and pulling away, creating more separateness and pain, stop and ask yourself if you're willing to bring in light. Now, how do you bring in light where there is pain? Here we go. It's funny to watch all the batteries die. This is the third battery. I'm going to tell you how you do it.
Get a hot tub.
Absolutely more anger after hot tubs than you can imagine. I've seen relationships break up because of hot tubs. Hot tubs is not necessarily it. If you're in the hot tub with the person who's not waiting for love. Don't get in the hot tub with people waiting for love. Was it making upset? What y'all think about this?
Great.
Oh yes.
You think about this, you think you're hearing something powerful?
Yeah, I think I am too. I really am. Because I'm ready to claim my good. I love you, God. 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 I love you, I love you, I love you, God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I got something to teach you now.
That's the first thing people do. If you seek the truth, they throw it back at you the minute that you do anything. Which isn't loving. It's an attack. I know what you would think it was. Because I know that's not what you meant for it to be at a conscious level. But at an unconscious level, that's what it is. Because it doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you feel good.
And everybody knows it. Like if you make a mistake after you've heard this tonight and somebody comes and you say, well, that's an opportunity for you to grow.
Ooh.
Ouch. It's about you applying it to you. It's not about you applying it to other people.
And it's not about making another person aware of their error. Or saying it's even another way to learn it. And that's a good point. That's why I'm glad Keith did that. Because I know Keith, in his mind, at a conscious level, certainly wasn't attacking me.
I don't have any doubt about that. You know, but I'm just telling you that when a person makes an error or they have a lesson to learn, it is truly not your place to tell them that. If you do, you're going to make enemies out of the very people you want to be close to with the truth that you're learning.
It's deep, man.
Yeah, it is.
But that's the truth. That is the absolute truth. And you're right. There is a lesson for me to learn in it.
Yes. That is absolutely, totally right. But you don't say it. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. You can go right out here tonight and start telling everybody what they need to do different. But you missed the whole point. The whole point is for you to go.
See, what would be more powerful would be for me to get ready to throw this and then go, I need to look inside, because if this is triggering me, then there's something inside myself that's not at peace right now that I need to get in touch with, and I need to give myself some love. See, if I remember it for me, then I've had the consciousness shift. The consciousness shift comes when you apply the truth to yourself, because we're the last ones that we apply it to.
Right.
I'll immediately see how you need to do it, and 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 I see how every one of y'all need to do it. And when you do something, I can see exactly how you need to do it another way. So I've already done that for 55, 66 years.
But what I haven't always done is go, man, man, I'm mad at that person. Let me be quiet. I shouldn't seek for an apology. I should realize that there's something within myself that I need to take a look at. There's an area within me that's waiting for love. I have a wrong perspective, and I need to take a breath, and I need to give myself a whole new way of looking at this. Now, when I stop and do that, when I think somebody has hurt me, now I know I'm getting it.
That's hard, though.
Stop! It's a new day. It's a new day.
Yeah.
It's a new day. No more of that. No more of that. No more. It is not hard for you to do it. It's different for you to do it.
Different.
It's different for you to do it. It's not hard for you to do it. It's a matter of motivation. If you love yourself, it is not hard. If you want to change your life, it is not hard. If I want your apology, it's hard. If I want you to change, it's hard. What we got to say is, damn right, let's do it.
Yes.
Not how hard it is. It's time for us to do it. I'm ready to let my past go. I've suffered enough. I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of worrying about making it. I'm tired of watching my pennies. I'm tired of waiting to be appreciated. See? Not how hard it is. No, not how hard it is. I need to take the same energy that I put in how hard it is to put it into I need to find this place within me that needs to be loved and I need to give it to love right now.
Yes.
I'm going to make some people mad. I'm going to piss some people off. But the ones that hang, we going home.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to be ruthless in telling you you deserve to be happy, yeah. And you deserve to be happy now, and we got to let go of our stories. I'm not interested in your stories, and you're not interested in mine. I don't need to know nobody's story. You don't need to know mine. The stories had one purpose, to bring us to this point,
yeah.
That we take this day as the day we say, I choose the joy of God. I choose the joy of life. I choose the joy of abundance. I choose the joy of freedom. Instead of pain. I'm through. I'm through. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
You rock.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It is so important. It is so important to realize you have not done anything to deserve any kind of lack or pain. You don't have to earn it. It's yours by divine right. It's not about how, whether you're good enough or smart enough or rendering enough service or being kind to the poor. It has nothing to do with your abundance and prosperity. It comes from realizing just because you are a child of God, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what you are, you deserve it. And all the people in the past were the gifts that we received to get us in touch with the pain that was already there, that we didn't know was there, that needed to be healed so we could have the full glory of God in our life every day. Feel them as gifts. See them as gifts. See them as gifts so they can stop delaying you. If you can't see them as a gift, then just move in that direction, because the Course says that's the only thing that's being asked for us is to go in the direction. That's all that's being asked of us. That's all. And I heard a bunch of people say tonight, I want to go in the direction of my peace.
Yes.
I want to go in the direction of my joy. I might not know how to get there. I might not know how to do it completely, but I want to go in that direction. But try not to tell yourself anymore why it can't be done. Okay? Yeah. We know why it can't be done. You know why it can't be done. You told yourself that for years. You know. So if that part is done. I know all the things about being born black in America with an alcoholic father. I know all about it. I've done it. And I know all the reasons why I shouldn't be up here, why I shouldn't be making it, why I shouldn't be abundant, why I shouldn't have love. I know all of them. I told myself ones that you couldn't even imagine. Because you don't even know my story. So I did it good. Do you do yours good?
Oh, yeah.
You got a good story?
Yeah.
Is that awesome? I bet y'all got some good stories.
Yeah.
Did you promise you'll keep them to yourself?
Yeah.
Did y'all do that? Did you just keep it to yourself? Because now you got something better than the story to give yourself. Now we're giving ourselves a new story. And so that's how I'm going to end it. So I got about five more things I want to say as part of the completion before we leave out of here. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, now I got over 150 classes online available for download. So you can listen to them anytime. You can right now you can get access to all 150 classes for $49.95. And it also give you a month of the classes coming up also. So it gives you access to the archives so you can listen to the classes that we've done over and over again, and also just all the classes that I will do in the next month. And the longer you subscribe, the less it is. The reason why I'm saying this is that the more you listen to the truth, the more you remember it, the more you remember it, the more you change your consciousness and your energy, the more your vibration and energy shifts, the more the new things will come into your life. It's a remembering thing. It's a remembering thing. So I need help remembering, and I want people to help me remember. You see what I'm saying? And so the course says over and over again, accept it for yourself. If you accept it for yourself, then you won't get the opposition from people who will try to change your mind about what you're trying to do. I'll say it again. If you're trying to make a big change in your consciousness, the more you talk to people who don't believe what you believe and who are moving in the other direction, the more they weaken what you're trying to do. And when you're in the presence of people who are sharing your goal, then as enthusiastically and as powerfully as you possibly can, everybody together, go for what all of us want. See, all of us want the same thing in here together. We could create an energy that would benefit all of us in ways we would never imagine.
Yeah.
Because we are all of one accord. We want to go for a better way. So if we were going to talk or want to be enthusiastic about the direction, this is the place to be. But when you're around people who think you are cuckoo for even daring to move in this direction, you greet those people with silence and smiles.
Crooked smiles.
Well, the truth is they're giving you another chance. They're giving you another chance to get in touch with how you feel within yourself about what you're trying to do. And so you kind of get a chance to have a gauge.
Sure.
Like you said, if you're really not on that level of consciousness and a person comes at you in a way that used to would make you mad, if you really change consciousness, what you feel is compassion. You don't feel anger. You go like, wow, this is a person that thinks I'm crazy because I said they deserve to be happy, they deserve to have love, and they deserve to have abundance, and that they're wonderful beings. And they say, I'm crazy. Oh, what could I feel for a person like that but compassion? Because that's a person who's really got some problems. You know, you distrust me for saying you deserve to be happy? You got some issues. You understand what I'm saying? It's like that's why you would feel compassion. Because a person who would not want to hear about their own good has some self-hatred going on. And they need compassion. They need compassion, not anger. They have a misperception about themselves. So, Sunday 1 o'clock is the next class, and Wednesday 12 noon. And I'm going to bring anything and everything I can into my class, as I'm telling you. There's no telling how I may express myself in front of you from now on. It's just going to be safe, and you will not be in danger. That's what I can promise you, is that you will be safe. And I'm telling you, you know, I'm not going to control what I say.
Yes.
So I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but whatever come out of me is going to come out of me. And that's just the way it is. But you can always be certain that my intention is never to harm or to hurt.
but I could never be a true channel for God as long as I'm worrying about the reaction of everybody to everything I say. I'll never be real. You'll never see a real person standing up here because I'd be too afraid to make sure, you know. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I need to be called on my stuff by love. By love. Sometimes I need the universe to tell me, stop, enough. Boy, I wish I had to let the universe say that to me earlier without me freaking out on that rather than getting it to like, you're right. I do need to stop. So many people want to love you. I just heard it just the other day. So, here we go. 2 minutes. And I just want you to let yourself hear this, okay? How does one bring in the light when there is pain? First of all, it's important that you get away from the physical presence of the person who's causing you pain. Get away from the physical presence of the person who's causing you pain. Get away from the physical presence of the person who's causing you pain if you can. While you begin to strengthen and draw light into yourself, get away from the physical presence of the person that's causing you pain while you begin to strengthen and draw the light into yourself. Being physically near the other person until you are quite a master at controlling your energy puts you into their aura. Their energy field. If the other person is in pain or is causing pain for you, being around him or her will make it harder to restore your own balance. If you find yourself in the midst of an argument, if you find yourself in the midst of an argument, if you find yourself feeling hurt, want to strike out or withdraw first, no matter what, physically distance yourself from them. Hear instructions. Keep your silence until you have an opportunity to be alone. Keep your silence until you have an opportunity to be alone so that you can sit and think. Get away from them and sit and think. Get away from them and sit and think. Get away from them and sit and think. Say that you do not want to speak in anger. Often it helps diffuse the situation to explain that you would like to be more aware and compassionate. And so you need a few moments away to compose yourself. You know, right now I need to feel more aware. I need to feel more compassionate towards you right now. So I tell you what, I just need a few moments. Just let me move back a few moments. Let me get away to compose myself. When you strike out at another, it's often because you're not feeling good inside about yourself. Recognize that when others create pain within you, when they seem to strike out at you, it's because they do not feel good inside about themselves either. Learn to stop talking. Learn to stop talking when the energy grows heavy and dense between you and another person. If you can create a physical distance, do it. You can then bring in light by sitting quietly. Just sit quietly and imagine peace. Say, I want another way of looking at this. I want another way of looking at this. I want another way of looking at this. I want another way of looking at them. I want another way of looking at them. I want another way of looking at them. The more you understand what you are learning from a situation, the more rapidly you can leave it. Pain is a powerful indicator of growth. And that pain can be changed into love. That pain can be charged with love. So as you go out, charge my pain with love. Charge my pain with love.
charge my pain with love. Tell the universe, charge my pain with love. So we know now, if you're feeling angry and upset and you feel like you want to strike out and you're feeling bad and you feel like you're being misused and abused, if at all possible, try to get out of the physical presence of that person long enough to restore your sanity and peace. Take a breath, step back, and say, I will come go about this when I can get more in a space of awareness and compassion. I need to change my mind right now, so I'm going to go and sit quietly, and I'm going to think. I'm going to think. I'm going to think, okay, right now I'm feeling charged. I'm feeling pain. That means I've gotten in touch with something in myself that needs to have love. I need to focus on the fact that I deserve love. I need to tell myself that I am entitled to love. I'm entitled to peaceful circumstances. I'm entitled to peaceful relationships. Even if I don't understand how it's going to happen, how is not your business. 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 When is your business? When is your business? Not how, but when. Not how, but when. When is your business? And we want it right now. I say, when is your business? And you want it right now. I say, when is your business? And you want it right now. Let go of how. How isn't your business. When is your business? Claim it right now. Claim it right now. You are radiant. You are holy. You are unchanged. You are unchangeable. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the brilliant, beautiful, radiant light of love. May the course be with you. I appreciate y'all.
Can we give it to us? Come on, us.
Gonna make you this, you are dreaming. So get ready.